Fairy Blues. "So what do we do now?" Bryn asked, staring at the smartly dressed fairy they'd locked in Lenny's rusty old birdcage. The honey they'd used to lure the fairy into the trap was all over the creature, sticking its wings down. "Shake it!" Lenny said excitedly, reaching for the cage. "Fairy dust doesn't just come off by itself." Bryn pulled the cage aside. "It's all sticky. We need to clean it up first." The fairy crossed his arms and glared at the pair until Bryn got the hose and sprayed him. High-pitched squeals answered the drubbing. Afterward, the fairy picked itself up, still glaring, but now both sodden and sticky. It shook itself, one wing eventually coming unstuck, and then the other. "We're going to have to wait for it to dry out now," Lenny said, completely unimpressed. "And it's still a bit sticky. Maybe you should hose it again." The fairy began looking worried. "And risk washing all the fairy dust away?" "It'll make more. Go on, hose it. It's your fault there was too much honey in there anyway." "Maybe we could give it a bath." The fairy looked really worried now. He reached into a pocket and pulled out a phone. After giving it a shake to make sure it wasn't waterlogged, he dialed a number. Bryn and Lenny stared at each other in surprise. "Hey, Tink," the fairy said. "Peter about? There's a couple of snotty-nosed brats that need some time aboard Captain Hook's ship." "Great. See you soon." Lenny swallowed. "Maybe we should let him go now," Bryn said, opening the cage door.